pretty crazy. I mean, I've been working towards putting out the EP for probably 2 years now, so it's really satisfying finally to have it out, and to get my song Undergrassi was a nice little surprise. And you know, it feels really satisfying to finally have something physical out, and it's great.
Okay, Degrassi has launched a couple of high profile people's futures. I mean, when you found out that the song was on there, you know, were you kind of ecstatic, or you know, how did you really respond to that the first time you found out?
I was just really happy. I mean, I was pushing for a while to get songs on film and TV, and that was the first actual time that I'd had someone pick it up. So it was great to hear that Tough Skate got to be played on it.
Okay, so what's your everyday, you know, your everyday life like? You know, you're in school, and how are you affected by all of this?
It's hard. I go to school full time. I do the music. I also work part time, so it's really a lot of work for me, and it's a lot of stress. But it's what I want to do, so the stress is worth it in the end if it's gonna pay off.
Okay, where do you work?
I work at a restaurant downtown, right by my house in Vancouver.
Okay, so what are you doing, like waiting tables, things like that?
I can't wait yet. In Canada, we have to wait till we're 19 to be able to wait. So I'm just kind of helping her out around the restaurant.
Okay, so you're like a host in a way.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, great. I mean, is that kind of like a reality check for you in a way? Because I mean, you got a CD out. You know, not a lot of people with a CD out do that. So is this kind of like, all right, if I don't like focus on music and like really like try and make my dreams come true, then you know, I'll have a different type of life.
Yeah, I mean, it's what I have to do right now, and I have to, like, because music at the beginning is a very big investment until you start to sell out stadiums and everything. So I can't really just keep putting out music and not making money. Like for an independent artist, it's a very hard time, and it's awesome to be able to put out music and everything, but it's also a very hard process at the beginning.
Okay, how do you think the response has been to your EP, Prelude, so far?
I think, for the most part, everyone that's heard it loves it, and that's exactly what I wanted. I mean, I really like the music I put out. Some artists, I mean, they don't like the music that they put out, but I am very 100% behind the music that I put out. And I wrote every song but one on that album, and I've worked really hard on it, and I am completely happy with it, and I'm so glad that everyone else is too.
Okay, your EP is a lot of fun. I mean, I think the first time I listened to it, that's the first word that came into my head, you know, fun. Kind of like, I think Edge of the World, I could totally see that on the Jersey Shore, like them in a party or something like that, and just like relaxing and having a good time. What was kind of the mindset going into the song creation process for this EP?
I really like super pop, dancey tracks and stuff. So when I did Suffocate and Perfect Storm, that's exactly what I was thinking. I was thinking really poppy, really dancey with like a harder edge. And in the music video for Perfect Storm, you can kind of see that harder edge. And Suffocate, the song has a little bit of like dubstep elements in it, so it's kind of got that. With Edge, it was more of like a softer side, and with The Only One, I was writing more of like a ballad. So I think it has a good mixture of all the different kind of elements that are needed for an EP.
Okay, as far as people that you want to kind of try and emulate or tailor yourself after, or someone that you really look up to,
I'm really into female artists, I guess. I really like Rihanna, and I really like where she's going with her music, and I really like how she changes like every era she puts out, which I think is super cool. I loved her Rated R era, and that's kind of where I'm trying to go for now, is that kind of style, that harder edge, that whole thing. That's what I'm really into.
Okay. Is there a type of song that you'd like to write that you haven't yet?
I think more of like a European dance track that could kind of hit a more Euro market.
Okay, who have you listened to like in that genre that really like stuck out to you?
That's that's kind of hard. I really like David Guetta's stuff. I really like, there's a girl named Ina, who's like, her music kind of all sounds the same, but that's, I guess, what sells. I don't know, I really like some European artists. They're different.
How do you think you're going to be different when you start to tour? I mean, your music sounds like, it's obviously a lot of you singing, but there's a lot of studio elements that bring it out a little bit more.
Yeah.
How do you think you'll change as far as, you know, touring and being a live performer?
I've done some live performances, and I have one coming up, and I'm super comfortable with it. I mean, on my CDs and stuff, some people may hear it and expect that I can't perform live and stuff like that because of the way that there's some like studio elements and whatnot on it. But I mean, I'm super comfortable on stage. I'm super comfortable performing. I'm super comfortable when people are watching me. So it's not a huge deal for me. And I really love performing, and it's awesome when I get a reaction from a crowd.
Okay, in order for you to really be successful at this, I mean, you've been doing it a couple of years already, but I mean, you need a family that really supports you. I mean, because you're still really young. How do they play a part in all of this?
My family is awesome. My mom is pretty much like my manager right now. She's working so hard, and she runs her own business, and she's also working towards my business, and so it's a lot on her plate as well, and I couldn't have a more supportive mom.
Okay, so how does your mom and the rest of your family, how have they influenced you musically? Like, growing up, what did you listen to? How did it play a part in, you know, the rock that we know today?
Well, it didn't really. I mean, my mom used to listen to, like, Shania Twain and, like, Leanne Rimes when I was in the car, and I used to know every word, but, I mean, that's not really the music that I put out. I guess it influenced me somewhat, but definitely not a country singer.
Yourself, like, ever covering anything that you listened to as a kid and putting like your own spin on it?
Not really. I've covered Lady Antebellum. That's a country song, but I mean, it's about it. It's about as far as I'm gonna go.
As far as touring, if you said before that you love Rihanna, if you could tour with anyone right now in music, who do you think it would be, and why?
It might be her. I mean, she's awesome. I really love her. I really love seeing her perform. I've seen her perform live twice, and she's great. And I kind of feel like I have similarities to her musically, so I'd love to perform with her.
Okay, looking forward, I know this is a very difficult question to ask any musician, but especially a 17-year-old musician. Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
I would hope to be touring around the world. I mean, anybody says that, but I really... That's my goal in life. And if that doesn't happen, then it doesn't. And if it does, then I'll be the happiest person alive. Because that's what I want to do with my life. And that's what I've always wanted to do, is to be a musician and to be able to make a living on that.
Okay, I got to ask this question because it's come up countless times, like on our Facebook and things like that. A lot of people are like, this is like another Bieber, another Justin Bieber. You know,
mm-hmm.
from the pop, you guys both have a pop sound, you both have very unique voices, different voices for pop. How would you respond to people that say, oh, you know, I listen to Bieber, I don't need to listen to another young teenage pop star? How would you respond to that?
I don't know. I don't really like getting compared, obviously. But, I mean, I'm Canadian, I'm the same age as him. We have completely different sounds. And he's more of a hip-hop pop, and I'm more of, like, a pop dance. And the thing is, you can't really compare someone based on age and based on where they're from and based on appearance, but basing on music, it's not really the same. So it's a whole different sound, it's a whole different thing. If you check out my music, you'll see what I'm talking about. And yeah, I mean, that's about it.
Okay, let's just say someone is, doing what we all do, shopping on iTunes, looking for, cool, interesting tracks, and they come across, you know, your EP, and they're like, why should I get this? And you could just pop out of nowhere, like a Jiminy Cricket out of Pinocchio on their shoulder, and you could tell them, you know, buy the CD. What would you say to them?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not a promoter or pusher, but I personally, me, my friends, everyone that's listened to it loves it, And so I'd say you're going to love it too. I mean, it's great music, and I'm 100% behind it.
Okay. As a young musician moving forward, you're obviously learning and growing every day. What do you think you need to improve the most on in order to get to where you want to be?
I think improving on songwriting and improving on being able to put out more songs quicker, that's a huge thing because it's really hard. It does cost a lot of money, and it's something that is really hard to do. But that, I mean, putting out songs, pushing them, and also just performing everywhere that I can, because I love performing, and that's one thing I really want to, I want to get my show spot on, and I want to be able to impress everyone that watches me.
Okay. You have a really big cult following of fans all over, you know, Canada, and a huge population of fans growing in the United States. If you could say anything to them, you know, right now about, like, your future in music, what do you think it would be?
Just watch out, because I think I'm going to come up real soon.